Can You Beat Jeets is brought to you by Palace Law. Friday, the day you hate to lose the most.
Yeah, because, man, I'm trying to get out here and start my weekend, too, like you, Terry. But, like, then I got to
sit... running.
But then I got to, like, you know, sit there and perfectly handcraft a fancy certificate. And now we're giving away tickets on Can You Beat Jeets. So then I got to sit there, gobble up some tickets and get a bunch of information. Say, it's just horrible.
Well, let's get you a playing partner.
All right.
Good morning. Which friend of show is this?
This is Bill.
Hey, Bill, welcome to the Rocktagon. Yesterday, Jeets got his ass beat by friend of show Casey.
Whoa. I think the final score was 3-2, right? I won't say ass beat. It's not like I got skunked.
I'm sorry. Did you have to make a certificate and hand out tickets to the Craft Beer and Wine Festival?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I see. That's an ass whooping, isn't it?
Yep.
See?
Hey, no one asked Bill, except Terry.
That's true. You know how the game works, Bill. Name is your buzzer. And again, we are playing for passes to the Craft Beer and Wine Festival next weekend, Esther Short Park. First one to get three answers correct will be your winner. Here we go, boys. What year did Heath Ledger die?
Oh.
Bill. Was it 2005?
2005 is incorrect.
I was going to say 2009?
2009 is incorrect. Mm. Heath Ledger passed away in 2008.
Mm.
That just seems like it was fairly recent. Question number two. The song Brass in Pocket was a hit song for what band?
Brass in Pocket?
You hear it right here on KGO.
Golden
no
Earring.
Idea.
Golden Earring would be incorrect, and No Idea is absolutely incorrect. The band The Pretenders. Question number three. Who did Han Solo call an old smoothie?
Jeets. Oh, God. What am I forgetting his name? The Master Jedi.
I can't help you. I don't know anything about Star Wars.
God, I don't know. Chewie. Chewbacca.
Chewie is incorrect. Bill?
Yoda.
Yoda is incorrect. The correct answer is Lando Calrissian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course it's right. I have it on my paper. Question number four. Who has the most wanted Olympic pin?
Jeets. Snoop Doggy Dogg.
That is correct. You learned that yesterday. His pin is an outline of him in front of the Eiffel Tower with five rings of smoke in the Olympic color.
It's pretty great.
Question number five. What wind brings warm, smog-free air to Southern California?
Oh, Bill.
Bill.
Santa Ana.
Santa Ana is correct. You guys are tied. Question number six. Who hurt their feet on a reef at the Olympics?
Oh, Jeets. Colin Jost.
Colin Jost is correct. Walked out of the reef at Te Ahupo and didn't realize there were poisonous fish and rocked razor-sharp coral. Question number seven. Who just got a huge payday by changing to a bad guy in the Marvel Universe?
Jeets.
Bill.
Robert Downey Jr. He's playing, Professor Doom or Dr. Doom?
Dr. Doom. Professor Doom is not quite all the way there to becoming a doctor.
Hey, but they both went to college for 8 years.
That's true. Bill, nice try. Jeets continues on his quest down the line with a brand new run of 1-0.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, congratulations.
Woo, I sure did miss this song. It's been one whole long day.
Let's go! We back!
We're back, Terry.
Yeah, reward yourself two times, man. Hey, you know what? I need to do one better. It's Friday. Why don't we go three times?
Yeah.
You
always want to leave them wanting more. By the way, we will do it again on Monday. About 7:25 is when we get you into the Rocktagon. 7:35 is when we play the game. If you ever miss an episode of Can You Beat Jeets, they're very easy to find.
Right there on Terry Boyd's World's Podcast. Download and subscribe to Terry Boyd's World's Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.